Ravens try to go 4-1 for the third straight year. They are 3-1 for a fourth straight year. The only NFL team that has started the first quarter of the season with a 3-1 record 4 years in a row. That's all part of the consistency we've seen under John Harbaugh, back-to-back 12-4 seasons. Dennis, what do you think is the key to this team's consistency? Four straight trips to the playoffs, identical records year after year. I mean, that's not by happenstance. And yet every team has coaches at work till 1 in the morning, players at work 12 months out of the year. Everybody's doing essentially the same things. What's the key to consistency around here?
You know, obviously you have to have great coaches, which we do. But at the same time, you have to have good veteran leadership in the locker room, which, you know, we have. And, you know, guys like Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, even Joe Flacco, you know, and those guys are just such tremendous leaders and get us working every day at practice and make sure we're doing what we need to do to be as prepared as we can come game day. And, you know, that's something that not every team has, that kind of leadership. And, you know, it's just what helps us every time and every season be consistent and be as good as we can be.
Not that I have any inclinations of being an offensive coordinator, but if I were, I think the first thing I would do is just throw the ball to Anquan Boldin on the first seven plays of offense. Here's why. The Ravens are now 9-0 in games when Boldin has six or more receptions.
Wow.
And last game against the Browns was one of those games. He had a phenomenal performance, 9 grabs, 122 yards. Why do you think it is that he has the ability to dictate the outcome of a game when he gets hot? He's a little bit like a basketball player when he gets hot from beyond the line. It's almost like anything in the air he's going to pull down.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a tremendous player. And, you know, he's one of the most physical receivers I've seen in the game and has great hands and is just able to make big plays when it matters. And, you know, he's a guy that's an incredible leader in our locker room and a guy that you watch out at practice every week, and he's, you know, always going as hard as he can, and he's always preparing himself as best he can so that when he gets into those situations, you know, he makes a play. And, you know, we saw that Thursday night against the Browns. You know, we needed a big play, and he was there to make it. And so, you know, those things are critical for an offense to be successful. Guys like that you know is going to be able to make a play for you in a critical situation, and Anquan's that guy.
It's easy to pull the numbers out like that and say, okay, this number equals success. You know, for a receiver, it's a 100-yard game. For a quarterback, a 300-yard game. For a tight end, a touchdown or two. What do you think is the part of your game that, to the average fan, they would never see, but that you take a lot of pride in and that you know really helps this team win?
Oh, I mean, that's a tough question, you know. But I think one of the things that I pride myself in is just, you know, my ability to run crisp routes and you know, you're not always getting the ball, but if you're running, you know, as hard as you can and running the right routes and being in the right spot, you know, you draw some attention and that opens up other guys. And at the same time, you know, you'll get the ball more often. And so I think that's something that I always pride myself on is being crisp in my routes and being able to, you know, be at the right depth, be in the right position where Joe expects me to be. And, you know, even if I'm not getting the ball, you know, when you're in the right spot, you draw coverage to you, and that opens things up for other guys.
You and Joe have a pre-game, and that's not a misspeak. It is truly a pre-game routine you go through. Before the pre-game warm-up started as a team, you and Joe are invariably the third or fourth guys on the field after the kickers maybe go out and check out the wind, and you're just running routes and throwing. And how much of that is to physically get warmed up? How much of that has become superstition? And how did that routine get started?
You know, I think when you get into a routine and you start having success, you can't break it. And I think it does become a little bit of superstition. But, you know, we like to get out there. We like to kind of see the field, run around a little bit. You know, I know Joe likes to warm his arm up. And, you know, I like to catch as many balls as I can before a game and really get my hands warmed up. And so, you know, it's just something that we've done, you know, since I've been here and something that we'll continue to do. And it's just become, you know, kind of our pre-game habit, like you mentioned. And, you know, it's good for us to get ready.
And not a lot of talking. It's not like you guys are out there chatting. You're running, he's throwing, and I don't even see much communication. How do you know which route to run? Do you have a pre-scripted routine that you go through, or is it something you just kind of do on the fly?
Yeah, we've kind of just – we know what routes we go through. We start on the outside, work back into the inside routes, and so – you know, we kind of run the same routes every time. And so he knows what I'm going to run, and, you know, we just get our work done, and then we get off the field and start to get ready for the game.
And by running the same routes every time, I guess it does give you a good sense of the field. You know, M&T, it's synthetic. Most fields are synthetic now, but you have a grass field Sunday in Kansas City. How much does that impact what you do as a receiver?
Yeah, I mean, the field can definitely have an impact on your route running ability and all that. And so you want to get out there early, check the conditions, maybe try a couple different pair of cleats, see what kind you want to go with on that particular surface. And so, you know, I remember when we played in Kansas City 2 years ago.
Right, for the wild card game, right?
Yeah, and it was freezing cold and the ground felt frozen. And so, you know, normally in a grass surface like that, you go with more of a longer cleat. But with the field so hard, you really couldn't. It was ineffective to have a cleat that long, so you had to go with something a little bit shorter. And it's just those kind of things that you want to get out and check before you come out for warm-ups and are all dressed and ready to go, and just make sure you have the right footing.
That was a brutally cold day.
Yeah.
Luckily, it warmed up because the offense was on a roll that day. Do you have conditions that are your ideal? I mean, is there a temperature range? Obviously, nobody likes playing in the rain, but do you like playing in snow? Or do you have that, like, that's what I want to play in?
You know, I like 65 and sunny. And
a true Southern Cal guy.
Just as ideal as you can imagine the conditions. And so, you know, I don't mind snow. I would prefer snow over rain because, you know, as a receiver, the challenge is in rain just trying to keep your gloves dry. And, you know, that's tough because the last thing you want is to worry about if your gloves are going to be slippery when the ball comes your way. And so, you know, rain's always challenging for our position. But, you know, if it's sunny out and, you know, not too warm, not too cold, I think I'm right there ready to go.